Static.
Mother, do you think to break my balls?
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
You like the pause there?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Thank you.
I thought maybe I'd say something, you know, this is pink or I don't know what. You know.
Right.
I'm a gumma.
Right.
But I decided against it.
What?
Saying that, I just decided to say Bob.
Well, what the hell? Like some noise next door here. what do you want me to sing?
Like shots fired or what?
No, I just like some toy collapse or something here. I don't know what's going on next door here in the room next door.
Oh, with the kids, you mean?
Yeah, my kids. Oh. There's something's going on.
I thought you meant like with the neighborhood.
No. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
I don't know.
You want me to sing that, or what do you want me to sing?
No, I don't want you to sing anything.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. I'm such a loser. I was trying to scan something and send it to you today, and I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Oh, well.
Some nut went to the Decatur Zoo and decapitated like 3 birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you not see that?
No, I didn't see it.
I was going to mail it to you, but I didn't get around to it, and I thought, well, I'll just scan it.
Huh.
And I'm such a loser that I couldn't really scan it either. And I was like, man.
What kind of birds?
It was like 2 flamingos and a pelican.
Well, that's kind of big birds.
Yeah, I know.
You use like hedge clippers or what?
I don't know. They're just trying to figure out what's going on.
That's freaky.
Yeah, I was going to send this to you, you know.
Did they find the heads?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like the pelican, it's like an endangered species, so it's like a federal offense.
Oh.
Someone's going to do some serious time. I think it's got to be one of your acquaintances, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know.
I'm sure it is. Nah, that's weird. I think it'd be weird if they didn't find the heads.
Yeah, no, the heads were in there.
You know, somebody's doing a puppet show with 2 flamingos and a pelican.
I don't know. Some weird Hannibal Lecter stuff.
You know.
Isn't that weird?
Some kind of weird, you know, puppet show.
Yeah.
Flamingo puppet show or something.
I want you to go to the zoo and go off those flamingos for me. They
pissed me off. I'm sure somebody was being spoken to by someone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, this weekend.
Yeah.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. You like going to the movies.
I do like to go to the movies.
You do?
Most of the time, yes.
Just like Pee-wee, you love to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, by
can
yourself.
Can do a Pee-wee voice.
And, you know.
Pee-wee Herman, why
don't
you pick
popcorn, just like Pee-wee does.
There you go. Like to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Right.
So you brought your kids.
Yeah, we all went and saw The Incredibles on Friday.
Your kids loved it.
Yeah, for the most part, I think they liked it, yeah.
And you liked it.
I liked it. It's a very good movie.
Your wife liked it.
Yep. It's a cute, wholesome movie.
Where did you go in St. Louis?
No, not at all. This is where it takes off. There's this little theater that's in a small town not too far from us, and, you know, it's like an old-timey theater.
Okay.
And so I've been wanting to go there.
It's not like an octopus, right?
No, not at all. There's 2 theaters there, but there really shouldn't be, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I've been wanting to go over there, and so the movie was playing, and I guess I had a momentary lapse in my normal sanity or something.
Yeah.
Because I decided on a Friday opening night to go to the movies, right?
Right.
Which I figured the little theater wouldn't be so bad, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
So we get there, and it's this old town that still has a town square.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty old, right?
I hate town squares.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like them.
Oh, well, I think it's kind of quaint.
Molested.
Well, so there's no parking.
Yeah.
So we go to park.
That's why I don't like them. There's no parking.
Oh, okay. No, I think there's probably some other reason behind that. Yeah. But, so we can't park anywhere. We got to park like a block away.
Right.
And we're going to park the car, and this guy's like, hey, you know, somebody's going to be coming home, and we're wanting that spot. And I go, is it private? It's on the street, by the way.
Yeah.
No. It's just courtesy.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Okay, we'll just move, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of half wanting to move, half not wanting to move. And then, of course, my wife says something to the effect of, well, it is a public street, you know, and...
Wait, she said it to the bum or what?
Kind of, yeah. Loud enough.
Like,
it wasn't
uh-huh.
a bum, but yeah.
Like,
was,
you know, stick it up your ass. We're not
well,
moving.
No, it wasn't like that, but, you know. It's a public street or something like that. So then we had to move.
Does
this
sound like a bum or what?
No, he lived in an apartment there.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay, I just want to get a feel of this. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, there's a guy going in, like, he's just getting home or something. We pull yeah. up by this, you know, it's out in these houses, right?
Right.
It's a block or so off the square, and so it's like, all right, well, now we got to move.
Yeah.
So, in the course of moving, of course, there's no other place to park.
Right.
So I take him and drop him off at the door, and I go find a place away from, you know, weirdos.
You didn't have the balls leave your car there?
I wanted my car to be undamaged.
Yeah.
You can't make statements like that and not expect your car to get be undamaged when you come back.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We do live in the 21st century.
Right, yeah.
You know, it would have been better if nothing was said and we left the car.
Right.
So then it's kind of a stalemate, right?
Right.
Yes, the guy said something and we just decided to ignore it.
Right.
But nothing, you know, mean was said.
Right.
But no, once something, you know, kind of tips the scale there, then yeah.
Yeah.
We're losing a tire or, you know,
right.
something.
Right.
Mirror.
Right. I gotcha.
Big paint gouge, and so I'm like, ah, fuck that.
Right.
We got the kids, you know, I don't want any kind of scenes. You know, they're already scarred from getting pulled over in, you know, Nowheresville
yeah.
for the headlights, so.
Right.
Little, you know, we want to come back with our car on blocks from going to see The Incredibles, you know, with,
yeah.
with, you know, pig's blood scrawled on it, don't ever park here again, asshole, or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, God.
You want to park here? Now you're parked here for a week or whatever.
Does this guy really scare you that much?
No, not like, but, you know, weird things happen. Like, you know, like you just talking about flamingo heads getting cut off, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Was this like a really old guy or?
No, he looked kind of like William Shakespeare with a haircut.
Oh.
Which was kind of scary in and of itself.
My dear fellow.
Yeah.
You possibly would like to move your car.
Hark! What car on yonder street does park? Hi.
Why don't you go fuck off?
Yeah.
So you had to move your car. You're afraid of this guy. You gotta move it.
Well, okay, I'll just let you say that. But no, I wasn't. I just didn't want anything to happen, you know.
Right, you're afraid of the guy, right? Go ahead.
All
right,
whatever.
Go ahead.
So I go and drop them off, and I park the car.
Okay.
So we get there, and we're early.
Right.
And I thought, well, it's a small town, you know. I'm not gonna be too busy. The place is it's like a zoo.
Yeah.
There are people everywhere.
Right.
You know, I guess...
What's opening night?
I underestimated that.
Yeah.
I figured a sleepy town where they don't want anybody to park in front of their house, they probably would have a problem going to the movies.
Jeez.
So, I have to endure, you know, actually having somebody sit next to me for the movie.
Which you hate.
I do hate that.
You hate.
And not only that, but they were... Like, we got an aisle seat, thank God.
Right.
And those folks didn't.
Yeah.
And they miscounted, and so there's, like, kids on his lap because they didn't have enough chairs.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't give one up.
Yeah.
Even though my kids got on my lap, I didn't give up their chair.
Right.
I'm like, hey, we were here early, you know.
Hey, I had to park 3 freaking miles away.
So. Well, no, I only had to park around the other block.
That's yeah. what I did.
So, yeah, so we had that going. It was a good movie.
Boy, this is like Uptightsville or something, man.
The town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What is it, like Naperville or what?
Yeah, Naperville.
Right.
So, but the movie was good, and actually wasn't too terrible being there.
Yeah.
Everybody was really, they calmed down and everything once the movie got going, so it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And, but all in all, I wouldn't say it was the best experience.
Right.
The kids got tired because, you know, unlike your children, who stay up to all odd hours of the night, you know, watching Jerry Springer and shit like that.
Right.
My kids generally go to bed before the movie would be over.
Right.
So they're real tired, and they're kind of whiny and stuff. And
well.
So we made it through, and
the movie
and,
probably wasn't age-appropriate anyway, but go ahead.
Oh, well.
But go ahead.
This box said Van Helsing. I don't know why it's
hey,
got this
screw
guy.
Off. Screw off. It was a cartoon.
Cutting people's heads off and screwing their necks and stuff.
Hey, screw you. It was a cartoon, okay? Screw you.
I think you rented it because you were scared of the clerk.
Oh, screw you. I didn't know.
He said it was good, and I just couldn't tell him no.
You're not going to park in front of my apartment building, you Gentile. Get out of here.
Was Shakespeare a Jew? Was that
I don't know. What the hell? I just think it's funny that you're all intimidated by some old guy. Like,
well, no, it wasn't
here.
That old. It was
get
just,
the hell out of here.
It was a guy who looked like Shakespeare.
Hey, you don't belong in our neighborhood. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, he gave me a sob story about people parking there all the time from the theater. And I'm like,
you're
ah, whatever.
You're half a sissy. I ought to slap you.
When I was in college, we had a terrible time with the parking situation.
What's this guy's beef, though, man?
People are just funny, you know.
Why don't you just go firebomb his house or something?
Well, I know where he lives.
Yeah, I'll go.
But I didn't feel like getting my car tore up.
Go piss on his door or something.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll take the time to do that. That's a good one, Miles.
Yeah.
I'll take the time to do that one.
You want me to pray for his death? I'll do it.
Hey, whatever you feel like you got to do.
All right, I will.
Aren't there enough people on your death list right now?
No,
Richard
I don't
Nixon?
Have any right now. But.
You're like Nixon. Oh, we got to put him on the enemies list.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Oh, I mean, I got it categorized into cancer.
Yeah.
Anal polyps.
Yeah.
That's you because you got all these lists and everything.
Yeah, I do. I do keep those lists, as you know.
I'm just going to put him on the glaucoma list.
Yeah.
But it could get bumped up.
Son of a bitch.
You want to see a movie? Try to see a movie when your eyes covered with a film.
Yeah, really.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was a good movie. I don't know.
You enjoyed it.
I did. But I don't know if we're going to go back now. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Not to that neighborhood.
Yeah, not to that. I couldn't believe the guy. I'm like, eh, whatever.
You got balls to park in front of here. You know that? You got balls.
I'm like, what? It's a public street.
You got a nice looking car.
Huh?
You got a nice looking car.
Well, I know. That's why I don't want to get it all scratched up.
I mean, it wasn't like a POS or anything. It was like an H car.
Well, I know, but I don't think that was the point. You know what I mean? I'm sure the neighbor guy was bringing
back home from work, and you're parked right there.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure the neighbor guy was bringing home his POS, and he wanted to park there.
So. Well, isn't this a public street?
It was a public street, yes.
Well, yeah, but you can't park here.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Well, I don't know. I would have parked there.
Yeah, you probably. Well, you would have whipped out your handicap sticker.
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want.
Then you would have walked with a limp, and you would have like outshamed the shameful.
You could have whipped it out and said, "Ha ha, MF-er, look what I got! Look what I got!"
You should say, "Hey,
hey,
here's my handicap placard.
Just my natural white ass."
There you go. So anyway, that was my weekend.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
So this is like the whole When Animals Attack month on Static Radio.
Oh. Well, you know.
Last week we had the...
If you weren't a goddamn cat fucker.
Yeah, we had the cat biting me last week, as you might recall.
Yeah.
So this week I work fairly close to home, so I said, hey, I'm going to go home for lunch.
There you go.
And so I stop by my local Casey's and get a piece of pizza, and I rush home.
Oh, jeez.
As
you
I
know,
like to do.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. Stop for just a second.
Yeah.
You are going home for lunch.
Yeah.
And yet you stop at Casey's.
Yeah.
And buy your lunch.
Right.
And take it home.
Right.
All right.
So I could catch, like, some Ricky Lake or something.
All right, whatever. I'm just thinking, why don't you just eat something that's at home?
I was, but then I got lazy, so.
Okay.
I had the munchies, so I get home.
I can't pass up that Casey's pizza.
I get home, and I'm like, man, I'm like, we got to start doing our dishes more often, man. It's starting to stink in this house, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this house is getting a little funky, you know?
Yeah.
And I walk into our living room, and I see about at least four piles of dog shit in or about the living room.
Oh, boy.
On the couch, on the carpet,
oh.
All over the frickin'
place. On the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Multicolored and...
Multicolored?
Like, there's, like, some dark stool, some light stool.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, there's green and purple, and it's like...
Well,
it was like the Lucky Charms dog took a shit all over.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like Walt Disney or something. No, like, you know, like Disney.
Purple tartlets, green diarrhea.
I'm like, holy crap. I'm trying to clean it up and eat my pizza at the same time. It was completely sick.
Well, you could have sprinkled a little bit of that on there and had an extra topping.
Yeah, I know.
Because I believe they
clean it up.
I believe at your local Casey's they do sell dog crap as a topping.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I called my wife, you know, I'm in a panic, you know.
Why did you call her for?
I just felt she was responsible somehow. And as it turns out, she was, by the way.
How was she responsible?
I'm like, I'm explaining this to her. She's like, you know, last night I started eating a power bar, and I never finished eating it.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You sound like you needed a power bar.
I know. And so she goes, I think the dog might have ate it. Because on the packaging, it says it might cause diarrhea.
For the dog or just for anybody in general?
Well, I don't know, but I go, well, let me confirm that diarrhea theory because there is shit throughout this house.
And so what did she say? Did she say, well, what's your deal? You never eat power bars.
Yeah, I know. But as you know, whenever we get something with dog shit on it, what do we do around here?
You throw it away.
We throw it outside. So now the rug has been thrown outside.
Oh, nice.
Actually, the dog nailed two different rugs, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Guess where they are?
Outside.
They're outside. I'm waiting for the rain.
Well, I know who's getting what for Christmas.
Yeah. Because we just have, like, hardwood floors here, you know. We just have, like, these throw rugs around. And
yeah.
I'm like, holy crap, you know. It's just like...
What are you going to do if it craps on the hardwood?
Get some hammers out and crowbars. I'll
God saw me a chunk of hardwood out of the floor.
I'll buy some plywood and go over it. Oh, my God. Damn. You know, I'm trying to eat. Yeah, there's so many minutes for lunch as it is.
Yeah. Oh, you're on a tight schedule there.
I'm trying to clean up. My wife's trying to, like, well, go get the special cleaner, you know. And
your boss runs a tight ship there.
You know, I'm trying to use, like, furniture polish to clean it up. I didn't know what to use.
How about this Formby's? You think that'll work?
Yeah. It's the shiniest shit you
ever saw. It says it's cherry.
Excuse me.
Don't put furniture polish on the couch!
So it's just, like, total, like, Animals Attack Miles month.
Well, there you go. Did you step in it?
Huh?
Did you step in it?
No. I did not.
That'd be funny if you, like, walked in and slid and almost dropped your cheap-ass pizza.
No. But on an
oh, shit, there
note,
goes my double slice.
On an unrelated note, I did step on the cat today.
Oh,
and now the cat's, like, severely limping.
Oh, great.
I'm like, oh, Christ.
Not only have you broken its cat pelvis, now you've broken its cat leg as well.
Yeah, I know. I go, this is just a jinx on me.
Take it back to Jimmy.
I've been jinxed.
I wrote a poem about your dog.
The poem is called The Dog's a Royal Pain in the Ass.
Power bar, power bar. How colorful are ye? As you sprayed about the house from my anus.